We surf social media and see ads for something we shopped for online yesterday. We accept cookies. Consumers share private preferences and locations simply as second nature or unknowingly. And these hoops exist because of the lack of federal regulations. In their place is a state-by-state patchwork of laws governing our personal online data. At the General Session in Frankfurt, Senate Bill 15 seeks to establish the Consumer Protection Data Act, sponsored by Senator Whitney Westerfield of District 3. He says the data economy is worth trillions of dollars, and it's important for it to exist. Companies rely on analytic programs to better reach their customers and manage business. But what's missing is the voice of the consumer.
Kentucky doesn't have any law in place that provides any protections or rights for consumers in the digital space. Except we exist in the digital space increasingly every day. We rely on it, all of us, in some form or fashion. Even if we're not trying to, we end up relying on that. And we don't have any protections there. I do want consumers to have a voice in it, because today they don't have one at all. Senate Bill 15 sets out to create those protections.
This would include declining targeted advertising, saying no to tracking, and opting out of the sale or sharing of personal data. Opponents argue this smorgasbord of compliance regulations surfacing state by state across the U.S. is difficult to navigate. But data privacy advocates say consumer protections are long overdue. The bill passed the Senate committee unanimously with bipartisan support. It now moves to the full Senate for consideration. At the state capitol, I'm Charles Baglin.